40KYNS.
CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says economic growth has slowed and says the Fed was too optimistic about the recovery. Let's go live now to CBS's Dan Revive in Washington. Dan?
Bernanke just reminded reporters that the frickly non-political, but the fact is that his economic outlook may hurt President Obama's re-election effort. The Fed is cutting its projection for growth in the months ahead, and unemployment now at 8.2%, expected not to fall below 8% this year.
There's been a great deal of economic news since our last meeting.
Mostly negative, including problems in Europe. The Fed is extending Operation Twist, buying long-term government bonds to keep long-term interest rates low. Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Wall Street, the Dow's down 54 points, Nasdaq's off 7, oil at 81.80 a barrel. Closing arguments are tomorrow in the Jerry Sandusky sex abuse trial. The defense rested today without having Sandusky testify.
I think what the defense felt is that the best witness for Sandusky was going to be his wife. She testified yesterday. She basically denied the material allegations, and they must have felt that that was about as good as they were going to get from any witness.
CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen, the jury should get the case tomorrow. The House subpoenaed records from the Justice Department for documents that explain how it learned that there were problems with the gun-walking operation called Fast and Furious. President Obama has invoked executive privilege today, which protects his own communications with his staff, and refuses to hand over those documents. South Carolina Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy.
Either we have the rights of the documents, and we should get all of them, or we have no business here.
The House Oversight Committee is talking about holding Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt of Congress for failing to comply. The Pentagon has concluded its investigation of its own military course at the Joint Forces Staff College that taught the U.S. is at war with Islam. And vice versa.
This investigation concluded there were failures in oversight and judgment, and that allowed the course to be modified over time to portray Islam almost entirely in a negative way. The military instructor is no longer teaching the course, and the course itself has been suspended.
CBS's Cammy McCormick is in Washington. Flooding rains in Duluth, Minnesota. Water so high, some of the animals in the zoo drowned.
To have to deal with the death of animals is just, I guess, we can't even really describe it.
One polar bear swam away and has been caught. There is extensive damage in the city from the flooding. Governor Mark Dayton plans to visit Duluth tomorrow to get an assessment. Duchess, the orangutan, is dying of cancer. Duchess is 52 years old, older than average, and has lived at the Phoenix Zoo since 1962. She's the oldest Bornean orangutan in North America. Vets say she has a few weeks left to live, and they're trying to make her comfortable. This is CBS News.
Americans are talking about energy.
They know we need energy from all sources.
To put Americans back to work.
And keep our nation secure.
Developing domestic energy.
American oil and natural gas. Advanced technologies are making it possible.
Protecting the environment.
A new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters.
They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei. You need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
There will be no charges against the Texas man who killed the man who was abusing his daughter.
Witnesses and forensic evidence support the father's claim that he found 47-year-old Jesus Mora Flores molesting the rancher's 5-year-old. And District Attorney Heather McMinn confirms Texas law allows deadly force to stop a sexual assault.
All the evidence that was presented indicated that that was in fact what was occurring.
Vindication, but no one's celebrating, including the father, who frantically tried to get an ambulance to save the dying man. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Museum officials in Houston say the damaged Picasso painting will be okay. Their restoration expert was able to start work on the painting within minutes of the vandalism, which has shown up recently on YouTube. A masked man used a stencil of a matador and bull and a spray paint can to deface the painting. Museum officials saw it happen. They rushed the painting to the restoration center like a patient to the ER. And it worked. Hartley Carnes, CBS News.
Changing your oil regularly will help reduce sludge and keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up Chevron conventional motor oil for $2.99 a quart. Protect your engine from excess heat, dirt, and contaminants with Chevron conventional motor oil, $2.99 a quart at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Home Depot now has 15% off select special order doors and windows from top brands like Masonite, Feather River, and Geldwin. That'll add more than a little curb appeal to any home, but not a lot to a budget. We're opening the doors and windows to an upgrade thanks to 15% off select special order doors and windows. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through June 27, U.S. only. See store for details.
Summer. We're continuing with our summer celebration because today's the official first day of summer. And we'll do it Friday.
Now, here's Bill Benica.
Tomorrow there's Dodgers, so I can't do squat tomorrow. I can't do about this summer tomorrow. And actually, summer, what is it, 4-7-4-3-4-9-4 something this afternoon is when summer officially starts. But we're going to start officially right here on the Talk Show.
Tesla, 204 coils, 48 simultaneous channels, 5 times faster, 8 times the resolution, and wide open enough to hold a 550-pound person. What does this describe? The new ultra-high-field MRI just installed at San Luis Diagnostic Center. It's the gold standard in diagnostic imaging, previously only available at research hospitals. So don't settle for an outdated closed-in scanner with half the strength when you can choose the new Ultra High Field MRI at San Luis Diagnostic Center. If you live in North or South County, drive a little and get a whole lot more. Lower cost, more comfort, shorter exam time, and image quality never before seen in San Luis Obispo County. For your next MRI, don't settle for an exam on a 10-year-old machine. Insist on San Luis Diagnostic Center's brand new Siemens Skyra. Call 542-9700. The choice is yours.
Hey, Pops, what's with all this talk about the Drake?
It's so weird. Every time I turn around, somebody's talking about Drake.
Isn't Drake the duck?
Yeah.
Hey, what about Sir Francis Drake?
Famous English explorer and maritime navigator.
How about the Toto Drake?
Now you're talking. In my book, that's the best Drake of all. Toto's Drake toilets are ultra-water-saving, excellent flushing, have extra tall seats, and Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has them in stock at really great prices.
I know you love Toto toilets, Pops. That Drake sounds like a winner.
It flushes like a champ, it's easy to install, and it's made by Toto.
So folks should navigate their way down to Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath and get one of those ducky Drake toilets?
Very clever.
That's Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, home of the Toto Drake toilet, behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
This is Talk is Cheap, the Friends and Neighbors Network, with Bill Benica.
It's
Cheap Friends and Neighbors, we're doing some summertime stuff today. Don't forget the Dodgers tomorrow, and so I won't be here. But I'm here today until 2 o'clock at 1340 KYMS, your news station, and our phone numbers are 786-2578 and 1-866-937-1340, 786-2578, 1-866-937-1340, in case you want to buzz in and say something about something. Or something about nothing. Or nothing about nothing. I don't care. Doesn't hurt me. Let's talk about a flashback in Ireland history. According to the Tribune, on June 20th, 1782, Congress approved the Great Seal of the United States featuring the emblem of the bald eagle, not the turkey, as Ben Franklin wrote. 1791, King Louis XVI of France and his family attempted to flee the country in the flight to Varennes, but were caught. In 1837, Queen Victoria ascended to the British throne following the death of her uncle, King William IV. In 1893, a jury in Bedford, Massachusetts, found Lizzie Borden not guilty of the acts of her father and stepmother. In 1947, Benjamin Bugsy Siegel was shot dead at the Beverly Hills mansion of his girlfriend, Virginia Hill, apparently on the order of a mob associates. He was dead. In 1972, 3 days after the arrest of the Watergate burglars, President Richard Nixon met at the White House with his chief of staff, H.R. Haldeman, the secretly made tape recordings of this meeting ended up with a notorious 18-and-a-half-minute gap. 5 years ago, Sammy Sosa played for the Texas Rangers after a year out of baseball. He had a 600th home run, marking him and made him the fifth player to reach that milestone. My birthday today include actor Martin Landau is 81, singer Anne Murray is 67, TV personality Bob Villa is 66, rhythm and blues singer Lionel Richie is 63, actor John Goodman is 60, actress Nicole Kidman is 45, actor Peter Page is 43, and actor Josh Lucas is 41. Happy birthday to them and to you. If this is your birthday on this first day of summer, that's pretty special. I think that's really cool. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
That was the wrong one, Lord York. All right, let's get to the news, shall we? Okay, let's go to CockroachNews.com today. And Karen will be in on Friday, and all things will be discussed on Friday. We'll find out what's going on. Right now, though, here's what's happening on CockroachNews.com. The French Hospital employees are considering to strike. The union representing those employees in San Luis Obispo and American Regional Medical Center in Santa Maria have announced plans for a 3-day strike starting 11 p.m. on June 26th. Labor management of Dignity Health, the parent company of both hospitals, have been unable to reach any agreement on a new contract to replace a 4-year agreement that expired April 30th. More than 7,000 members of the Service Employees International Union, healthcare workers, which represents, United Healthcare Workers, which represents housekeepers, janitors, licensed vocational nurses, and nursing assistants, voted of those, 90% voted on the strike and for it. The union objects to Dignity Health has proposed across the board 2-year salary freeze and cuts to benefits. The union spokeswoman, Carlin Foster, argues that Dignity Health is working a subcontract job while employees want job security. Our goal is to reach a contract by the end of the week, the union spokeswoman, Carlin Foster, said, and Dignity Health, a nonprofit, posted $917 million in profits in 2010 and 2011. Not shabby. Not shabby, I think. There's lots of this story, but we'll get into it as we go. Shooting of a Santa Maria police officer is deemed justified after Santa Maria police discovered one of their own was possibly having sex with a 17-year-old. They worked with a girl to get him to admit to the crime. The two officers, including his cousin, attempted to arrest officer Alberto Covarrubias. In January, Covarrubias fired several rounds at his best friend and shot and killed him. On Tuesday, the Santa Barbara County District Attorney's Office said Officer Matt Klein was legally justified in killing Covarrubias. The 18-page investigation report does not mention Santa Maria Police Chief Dan McCagney, just the men working under him. The report not only cleared Klein, but also provided information about the events that led up to the officers attempting to arrest Covarrubias while he was armed and working at a DUI checkpoint. 2 days before the shooting, police learned of the alleged inappropriate relationship. The 70-year-old agreed to participate in a ruse where she would tell Covarrubias she might be pregnant with his child, according to the report. Covarrubias responded by texting the girl saying, "I'm nervous too, baby. Have you said anything? And I don't know if I get caught, I'm done." He asked her the night that they had sex and said he would kill himself if their relationship was made public, the report said. "You know, I'll be honest with you, I won't go to jail," Covarrubias texted. According to the report, "I'll just go out, but I won't go to jail." Very Covarrubias was suicidal. Police made the decision to arrest him at the DUI checkpoint at the end of the shift. Two sergeants approached Covarrubias and backed away and fired several rounds, but didn't hit anyone. Klein seen the struggle through his weapon and shot his friend. Was it Cova? Klein said, according to the report, "I accidentally shot him. I had to shoot him. He pulled a gun out and shot at the sergeants." Now, the interesting thing here is that nowhere in this article does it suggest, but I'm going to suggest that it's possible that this was death by cop. If he's at point-blank range, he's shooting the two sergeants that are there, and misses, I don't see how that's quite possible to shoot, but that's what happened. Started. I think the girl was in the car, if I'm not mistaken. She was a Winnicott cadet. She was a cadet. All right, other things going on. Your guy looks out. A task girl, a lender facing up to 80 years in the federal prison will have a few more months of freedom after a judge delayed his sentencing for a second time. James Hurst Miller, the former president of Hurst Financial, agreed to plead guilty to charges of swindling as many as 1,200 investors out of more than $100 million in a fraudulent investment scheme on August 19th, an agreement filed under seal. However, they are not taken over into custody. U.S. District Judge Otis D. Wright delayed Miller's first sentencing from March 26th to June 25th. Currently, Miller is scheduled to be sentenced in U.S. District Court in Los Angeles on October 29th.
A 2008 Capitol Snows investigation revealed James Church Miller and former North County developer Kelly Gearhart allegedly built more than 1,200 people, primarily senior investors, on much of their life savings. In alleged plea agreement, the discussion discovered by Calculus News in April, Miller had agreed to testify against other persons being investigated by the FBI. In return, Miller was required, was requesting prosecution to reduce the four counts to one and allow him to serve a reduced prison sentence in a minimum security federal corrections facility in Lompoc. During the hearing in September, Miller relinquished his passport and secured his release through a $25,000 bond. And this is a sad tale to share this morning. And that is, Food Lumber is Tesco is closing after 75 long years. They're providing building and materials, paints, and hardware to area residents. On June 5th, the management of the family-owned business filed bankruptcy, noting $1 million owed to Mission Community Bank and an additional $300,000 owed by for merchandise purchases not yet paid for. Basket management informed the roughly 14 employees they needed to close because of financial problems. Two members of the Coo family purchased the lumber yard in 1937 from the Homer T. Hayward Lumber Company, where they expanded the yard, building offices and a warehouse. In 1957, the family again enlarged the sales for an office space. The indication is that they're having, there's just people aren't buying lumber. It's part of the problem. Sometimes when they hardly buy on the internet, you know what you could do. But the interesting thing in this whole thing was, and I say business, of course, because the building industry has gone to heck, they didn't in any way mention, and this was going to be, I was waiting for this in the article, they didn't mention the Home Depot had been a problem to them. Whether it had been or not, I don't know, but they didn't say that. They were quoting more. So that's kind of what's going on at CalcoastNews.com. And don't forget, you can go to calcoastnews.com 24/7. You can look them up. You can go on Talk to Sheep in the upper right hand corner. You can listen to us live streaming at KYNS. And you can also listen to podcasts that are there for your enjoyment. Okay. So anyway, so that's what's going on right there. We're also we're doing our summer thing, as you may be well aware. Okay. I'm trying to organize as best I can as I'm doing. So it looks easy. Okay. Other things happening in our world today. I got a yes on the phone. Oh, you're not supposed to start now. He's going to have a nicer guy. You know, this thing just starts playing whenever it wants to. It's kind of cracking me up in a way. Not in a good way, really, but it's going to crack me up anyway. What can I do about it? All right, let's move on. Shall we move on? I want to thank Tom. Major Tom, he got in the hard disk for my kaput computer. He got my commercials ready, and now he's just got one more thing he's going to try to figure out. All right, here's there's some really fascinating stuff in the news going on. Fading view at Port St. Louis, the Harbor District said to consider evicting the few remaining residents of the low-income park after many years. So it was subsidized, and the interesting thing is all but one of the people that go there are vacationers from the Valley or someplace. And then there's only one permanent resident. So what they're going to do is, according to Steve McGrath, the harbor chief, they're going to pay to either have the trailers moved, or if they can't be, pay them for the trailer, which, you know, some of these are, they don't like to be called trailers, they don't know. But the trailer is really, which is what, anyway, they're going to pay them for them. And it can't be that much money, really, because they're old and nasty. And the one person that lives there permanently, what they're going to do is they're going to subsidize that person's rent for 3.5 years if they go someplace else. The nearest thing to the $190 they're paying is $200, but there's parks in the area. I don't know, are there parks on the hill? Anyway, they said there's parks that run $800 a month in rent. So I don't have no idea what they're going to do with that. So then what they want to do is they want to convert this into a campground / RV park. which is truly making the most use of it, and also collecting. See, everybody's trying to figure out, where can I squeeze anything in the world into that's going to make money? That's what's going on. Matter of fact, that's what's going on in the petition that's urging Cayucas to student shift. So these people are getting together in Cayucas. They don't like the idea that they have to go coach you in high school because it's too far away. They feel connected to Morro Bay because it's right down the street. And a lot of the activities they do are in Morro Bay. And so the interesting thing is what this ends up with is there's already these transfers, these inter-district transfers. And by the time they get down, there's about 10 students that have not really applied for an inter-district transfer that are still scheduled to go to Coast Union. So but what they want to do is they want to get the whole shifty thing over to San Luis Unified. The problem with that is, according to Coast Union, of course, is there's, I think it's $1.7 million involved in that. And the interesting thing is, even as though the students are going to high school in Morro Bay, Coast Union in Canada is getting paid the money. It's $1.2 million, I'm sorry, $1.2 million. So it's like really kind of weird. And so instead that money would go to, now would be transferred if this petition went through and that vote was taken, it would then go to Coast Unified. I'm sorry, San Luis Coastal from Coast Unified. So it would go, you know, where the kids are. You know, it's interesting. It's, for my two cents, it seems to certainly make sense that having kids. I don't know why you're paying Coast Union High School to have kids they don't have. Now, Coast Union claims that they would have to lay off, I'm not sure, 12 of its 57 teachers. I said this the other day. I said, well, couldn't San Luis Coastal pick up these teachers because of the other students coming down? So there's that many students, they have 12 students, so the question then becomes, would they just enlarge the classes at Morro Bay High? They can only fit so many pirates in a room.
Right.
Because of the swashbuckling and all that, they got swords and funny hats. I'm not sure. Now, the world gone completely mad, you know, as it sometimes does when we're not paying attention. Sometimes when we're quietly just, you know, doing our thing, having a good time, and something goes really kind of bizarre. And this is what's happened, I think, in this particular case. And this is what I'm talking about. The school council okays new rules for the bars. One person didn't vote because they have a business interest downtown. That's Stan Carpenter. 4-0, they voted for this. I'm not surprised anymore. So here's what they do. Now they have to monitor the situations better as far as with the people who drunk. They have to have a manager at night if there's entertainment, so that's one employee more they have to pay. They have to have another employee that's there that can make sure that people get in the taxi cabs and dial a ride and all that kind of stuff that they need to. So that's the second employee. And the weird part of the whole thing is this reminds me of the drought back in the 80s when they said, okay, we're going to grandfather in some of the older people that have been here for many years and let them use as much water as they want to, mainly because they were all friends of the mayor. And so then they came up with this rationing system that made no sense at all. Well, this is sort of what they're doing with this, in my opinion. They're saying, okay, this relates to any new bars, but the old bars are still okay the way they are as long as they don't get a lot of complaints or something. In which case, then they fall under the new rules. So, it's the old good for the goose, good for the gander, as far as I'm concerned. They're going to come up with new rules and come up with new rules. They're actually not really, well, the new rules involve personnel. The fact that, you know, it's always been against the law. I was thought it was kind of weird, but it's always been against the law to for a bartender to serve somebody he knows is inebriated. Or she. So there you go. I got my music that I'm playing. I got my summer music that I'm having a real good time with that. And then on top of that, we have also some great stuff going on. I have a Yakima for you. Let me get something kind of organized here for myself, okay? Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. And I'll read a Yakima for you because I got one here I think you like. All right. Here we go. This is one of these. You know who this sounds like? Stephen Wright. These sound like Stephen Wright quotes. I don't know who they are, but that's what it sounds like. Right, here we go. Let's try one more time. I planted some bird seed. A bird came up, and now I don't know what to feed it. I had leisure once or twice. I went to San Francisco. I found someone's heart. Now what? Protons have mass. I didn't even know they were Catholic. All I asked is a chance to prove that money can't make me happy. If the world were a logical place, men would be the ones who rode horses side saddle. What is a free gift? Aren't all gifts free? They told me I was gullible, and I believed them. Teach your child to be polite and courteous in the home, and when he grows up, he'll never be able to merge his car into the freeway. Experience the thing you have left when everything else is gone. The nice thing about egotists, they don't talk about other people. My weight is perfect for my height, which varies. I used to be indecisive, but I'm not sure. How can there be self-help groups? If someone is swimming and it's good for your figure, how do you explain whales? Show me a man with both feet firmly planted on the ground, and I'll show you a man who can't get his pants up. And lastly, is it me, or do buffalo wings taste something like chicken? I thought they were funny. I'm going to tell you about Whitens.
A while back, say about 50 years, Snow White and Whitens Heat and Air Conditioning sent most of his water friends, the seven little dudes, and then the GPS. You sure did. The GPS, great personal service. Before long, everybody expected their own GPS. But it wasn't guaranteed unless they called Snow White at 781-2574. To this day, when you need great personal service on your heating, air conditioning, refrigeration, or realize you have mucked up ducts and need help with a healthy air system, call Snow White at 781-2574 and she'll dispatch a text for speaking spot, or even quicker. When we needed help yesterday, Whites has been front and center since the early 50s, before the really cool cars, before Fidel's beard, but just about the time of I Like Ike buttons. Now you might ask curiously but politely, did Whites gain this stellar reputation? Hundreds of satisfied customers spread it by word of mouth, where most of us come from. Keep the outside out and the inside in. Call Snow White at 781-2574, and Whiten's GPS with heating, air, and refrigeration will help you live happily ever after. Yeah. Don't let someone throw you a curveball when choosing who to see for hearing help. There are plenty of dispensers and strange devices out there. Dr. Karen Scott, doctor of audiology, has the years of experience, education, and can help you with the best decision for you, your children, grandpa, and grandma, and all those betwixt and between. Dr. Karen's line of professionals are experienced with them to be a bases loaded, out of the park home run. Dr. Karen Scott, the LA Dodgers, and KYNS. What a fantastic lineup. Dr. Karen Scott's office is in the 3-story glass Walter building next to the DMV on South Lake Era.
Carl Benz patented the first automobile over 125 years ago. 5 years ago, in 2006, Star Automotive opened to provide dealership-level, independent Mercedes-Benz services to San Luis Obispo County. Hi, this is Brian from Star Automotive. We would like to thank over 1,000 Mercedes owners who have trusted us with their vehicles. If you haven't yet, we would love the opportunity to serve you. You can learn more about us at starautomotive.com or give us a call at 543-STAR. We'll keep the smile on your face and
get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest picture you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
having fun all summer long. The Beach Boys. So we got summer music on today because summer's today. It's this afternoon, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm also looking forward to telling you about this. And here's what's happening. Come join us for the second annual American Pride Ride, Poker Run, and welcome home to the Iraq and Afghanistan vets on July 21st, starting at 8 a.m. at the Faces of Freedom Vets Memorial and finishing at the Atascadero Lake Park. For $30 a person, receive an event pin, a t-shirt, food, and drink and entertainment. To purchase tickets, visit 10 Miles Motors, two meals, 7380 El Camino Real, or call 466-2411 to pay by credit card or simply make a donation to our website at AmericanPrideRide.com. All proceeds go to the Vets Express, helping our local veterans. Let's make a difference and come out and support our veterans and give them rights to where they got to go. Thank you, guys. And this is done by the one of the Atascadero firemen's. The guy behind all that. It's very kind of him. We answer that one last year. Holy mackerel. There's a lot of motorcycles. I think I told you that. About 100 motorcycles. It's like, wow. All right. And not the kind like the Beach Boys were talking about. They said the Honda Archer engine. That was a Honda 50. Remember the Honda 50 first came out? That was maybe the nicest people on a Honda, I think, the slogan was. All right. Let me do this and take it out to Spencer's Fresh Market. It's lunchtime. You're saying to yourself, Billy, what's going on in the deli department? Is there something I want to get today? Yeah, probably. How about a super sub sandwich for $6.99? Selected meats and cheeses, a whole jalapeno cheese roll. So this is one of these big, long, super-duper, you know, unbelievable jobs. And don't forget, also, on Wednesday, they have the 8-piece chicken for $5. Well, you're just downtown for that. And then they have other things. They got boar's head salami. They got genuine roasted turkey breast, Harris creamy macaroni potato salad, a hamburger sandwich. Then they got all that stuff. And the meat department, let's see what's going on meat-wise for the weekend here in our first day of summer. We have good stuff. We have right here fresh boneless chicken and skinless breasts for $1.79 a pound. This is your choice. Those, country-style pork ribs, those, for $1.79 a pound, lean beef back ribs, those, and prairie fresh natural pork steak-cut pork ribs thing, their pork, $1.79 a pound. All right, the amount of ketchup's 99 cents a bottle, so you need to put that on something. All right, and then all your daily stuff, just your daily needs, you know, your usual stuff, your soups, your beans, and your salts, your peppers, and all that kind of stuff. Once again, you're going to save yourself some real dough if you go to Spencer's Fresh Markets in 5 locations on the Central Coast, so I don't know why you would. Get to it. And Atascadero, Moore Bay, Aurora Grande, San Marino, San Luis Obispo, Spencer's Fresh Market, the freshness is local, and the produce is out of sight. Out of sight. Okay. Other things that happened today. Other things make us shake our head and go, so? So, you know, it's been a day of that. It's been a day of that. And it was, I never even had a shot at. Let's see, I guess I can do it later. I thought I should at least look. Let me at least look at what's going on. Let's see in any case something's going on right this minute. Because, see, sometimes events are unfolding right before our eyes, but they're not before our ears, so we don't hear it. So I want to make sure we're live. House Oversight Committee. Who knows? All right. Who knows? Site Oversight Committee. All right. Other things are going on. There's a lot of stuff. There's just a lot of stuff. Here was an interesting thing. Okay, this is a red one. This is a little punish for Koran burning. This isn't happening in Afghanistan and upset everybody. Is what a Navy dude, a swabby, and some army guys, that, you know, I think it was seven of them, set fire to the Koreans because that's what they felt they were supposed to do. Also, they're not going to get really punished. They're going to get a letter of reprimand in America. That's not bad, let me tell you. That's really not judicial. That's not even the captain's mask for the sailor. Captain's mask is like maybe the 30 days in the brig or fine or whatever else. It's not even that. All right, environment health confusion has developed so many years. So they talked about this yesterday, and it's kind of interesting because there are people still loyal to Mubarak, and that's what some of the tension is in Egypt right now. He was ousted, he was sentenced to, he's been tried. Well, it has been tried, but it's all screwed up. Anyway, so it's kind of interesting that this problem still exists, but I guess it exists big time, so whatever. All right, other things are going on. Now, this is one of those things that I have to tell you, I get disturbed by it. It kind of bothers me, I have to tell you the truth, because it just doesn't seem to make sense. Right here. Here's the line, okay? Russian officials speaking on a condition of anonymity. what Western officials is what I'd like to know. Because the Western officials revealed that the U.S. and Israel are behind the flame virus that's attacking Iran's nuclear capability situation. And they also were involved with the other virus. Although, interestingly enough, they were attacking the two separately without the others knowing. The right hand wasn't knowing what the left hand was doing for a while. But then, obviously, they realized what was going on. So they there was this thing, the flame, what's the other darn thing, Billion, Stuxnet, the Stuxnet virus. So anyway, so one did one thing and one did another thing. Now this flame virus is what it does is just collects information. You know, this is from everybody's computers, from the scientists' computers, the officials' computers, it just collects all this information. So there's some idea what's going on. I think with that in mind, I think they can tell us, as long as you're going to tell us who did the virus, you know, your condition, any fools, then why don't you tell us what we found out about what Iran is doing. Gulf of mistrust at Iran nuclear talks, talking about Iran's disputed nuclear program, the sense of mistrust and frustration in Moscow on Tuesday, casting doubt on whether the two sides can negotiate a way out of the escalating crisis. After five draining sessions, the European Union's foreign policy chief said the differences between Iran and a group of six world powers, Britain, China, France, Russia, the United States, and Germany, that it remains so significant that negotiations did not commit to another high-level meeting. Instead, panel experts from both sides will convene next month to determine whether there are grounds to further high-level contact. If you don't, listen, we're not accomplishing anything, okay? So if we're not getting anywhere with a high-level contact, if nothing is actually happening with a high-level contact, then what would we care about then? So that's the question we get. And as we learned yesterday, Israel says, that they're running out of patience. They say, you know, it looks like the end is coming. Okay. This is part of the Sandusky thing that I personally find very strange, but somebody else doesn't.
When I left my job, I knew it would be tough on our retirement savings, especially in this economy. But with three kids, being homework really helped.
So we went to Fidelity.
We talked about where we were and what we could do.
We changed our plan and did something about our economy. Now, we know where to go for help if things change again.
Call or come in today to take control of your personal economy. Get free one-on-one help from America's retirement leader.
What Michael Curry says he saw, though, he heard rhythmic slapping, and he saw Jerry Sandusky naked in the shower with this little boy standing behind him late at night in a shower. Is there any explanation for, in your mind, why Jerry Sandusky would be naked showering with a little boy and soaked up with a little boy?
I think a lot of guys are working out. They were playing basketball, then they go take a shower. Where is this little boy that Mike McQuarrie supposedly saw? Why hasn't he come forward if there's even a witness to say that this happened?
So you see no possible reasons why somebody doesn't come forward and talk about sexual abuse that occurred to them as a child?
I don't know.
You say people take showers with each other all the time, but I was on a team in college. I've talked to many coaches. I've never heard of coaches showering with little boys, let alone players on their team, but little boys late at night in a coach's shower.
Well, you weren't here for court yesterday when two coaches said, yes, they take showers with boys. And you go to the YMCA, and I go in the locker room after swimming, and there's all ages of women naked in the locker room there taking showers. So what's the difference?
A grown man soaking up a little boy late at night alone in a shower. That doesn't seem unusual.
No. He was like a father figure to a lot of these kids. And, you know, he helped them take a shower. Who knows how old this boy was?
I can't take it. I can't take it anymore. I can't stand it anymore. That's all I can say. Are you serious? My father was showering me. My father didn't shower me. We didn't shower each other. Those boys in the family. This is the late at night, that little boy in the shower. This is her. This is Sandusky's friend. It's a friend of Sandusky's, and so that's why I guess it's like, please. And you know, maybe I'm crazy, but it just would seem. It just would seem that I don't care if you're a friend or not. You know, once these facts come out, you would think that they would be kind of shocked and offended by it. Is that not, maybe if you're a really good friend, you just go, well, I couldn't possibly have done that. I guess that means how it works. Okay. Other things are going on. I got some weird stuff. I got weird stuff about people doing weird things to themselves, but we'll wait on that. We'll get to that in a little bit. Okay. The House okays a waiver for some laws at the border. So what they're basically saying is that you can there's certain laws that can be circumvented by the Homeland Security people and Border Patrol, because right now smugglers and criminals and all kinds of people can just go into some of these areas that are protected from SUVs and whatnot, and just they have a free walk through the park. And so this, you know, the Homeland Security is saying that's insane. You know, how, if we can't go in there to catch him, how are we going to catch him? You know, so I'd have to sort of say, you know, if you're talking about a few law enforcement people on an SUV, I don't know really if that's environmentally terrible. Of course, anybody that thinks that something's environmentally terrible thinks that anything that has to do with the environment is terrible. If it's anything other than just sitting there naturally, so it makes it a little bit harder, is my best guess, but that's my best guess. Maybe I have to leave it at my best guess. Right. I want to play another. You know what? I'm going to play another Beach Boys song, because everything the Beach Boys did, of course, was summery music and reminded me of summer. But there's some that really stood out, I guess. And so I think it's time to do another. But we have another story here I want to share. There's two stories that are kind of uniquely unusual. In this day and age, it can get stranger all the time. We'll hear about this lady after we first hear from someone else.
Wouldn't it be cool if we took the Nissan Altima and reimagined nearly everything in it? Gave it greater horsepower and best-in-class 38 MPG highway. Advanced headlights. Zero gravity seats. Yeah, that would be cool. Introducing completely reimagined Nissan Altima. It's our most innovative Altima ever. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Well, basically, I was started this crusade to make some more money, and I've done exactly that, and I'm not done yet. I'm going to finish it and do it right, and I'm going to become one of the biggest in the world.
Doesn't that cause you back and neck problems already?
No, I don't have any back problems, really, from the breast.
Put this on my chest and tried to lie down. I couldn't sleep. But if you're just leaning back like this, I have trouble taking a deep breath.
I know. Doesn't give your heart and lungs, just that.
There is no question that she is causing severe damage to her body by having implants of this size in her breast.
I've been doing this for quite a long time. Now, recently, I did add it, 10 pounds. But just recently, I got my butt done, too, and I have a big butt.
In order for those things to, those 12-pound, whatever they are, pound implants, too.
12-pound implants, yes, I said. 24 pounds of implants, yes, I said. Okay, so you say, well, that's just absurd, right? Okay, well, it can get even more absurd. It just depends on what absurd is to you, really. And so we're going to find out how another lady's doing.
Wouldn't it be cool?
It'd be cool if you'd play. Please. Please. This woman, I'm going to tell you, this woman has had 1,000 butt injections.
Reimagine nearly everything in it. Gave it greater horsepower and best-in-class 38 MPG highway. Advanced headlights. Zero gravity seats.
You heard about advanced headlights?
Yeah, that would be cool. Introducing a completely reimagined Nissan Altima. It's our most innovative Altima ever. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
The first two times I was injected, she told me it was soybean oil, and I truthfully don't know what she injected into me, but every time after that, it was medical grade. The super glue isn't injected in you. It's used to seal the holes that are made from the poking of the needles. So that's where the super glue comes in at. So you're never injected with super glue. It's always to seal. It's like a street way. Of sealing it up.
So it's all some sort of silicone that they're injecting with a syringe?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And
I mean, some girls do. Some girls do get the stuff from the Home Depot. We've seen that in the news. Women getting indicted and going to jail because they went and, have gotten droves of things from Home Depot and injected it into girls. Definitely, that does happen, without a doubt. After my first time going to go get it done, it became a competition. I was like, she's got a bigger butt, she's got a bigger butt, I want a bigger butt. But then, around my fifth time getting injections, it got infected. So I had all these lumps all over my butt. So I was faced with a choice. I could stay with a medium-sized, lumpy butt, terrible, horrible thing, or I could go for a bigger butt and that I just kept having to fill with silicone and fill with silicone.
Wrong with these people. I read the other day, somebody said, if these things make you happy, then there's nothing wrong with that. Somehow I don't necessarily agree with that. There's something that doesn't seem quite right with it. I was wrong, but it's not quite right either. You're back at Talking Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYMS, your news station. We're celebrating our first day of summer today, and we're going to do some gossip. Depp and his partner, Vanessa Paradis, am I saying that right? They've split after 14 years. That kids will. Anyway, that's a wrap on that. Todd Palin joins a competition show. Sarah Palin's husband. Boy, those people are in the news, aren't they? And then Octomom's home is going to be foreclosed on. At least it actually has been foreclosed on, so I don't know where she's going. But just people that are crazy and cause grief for. What's the new kid's name? in a bunch. 14. She has 14 kids. So if Patty Solomon must be an idiot, let her be an idiot so it doesn't affect anybody else. That's not how it works. Okay. One of the most unusual arrest warrants in U.S. history was issued Tuesday when a federal judge authorized the Department of Homeland Security to seize a dinosaur from an art storage company. Now, this is, it's even stranger. I think, I don't know. Maybe what we're doing is part of it's political. Maybe what we're showing is that you, is that we have these relationships with Tibet that, you know, are ongoing, and you got the Dalai Lama and everything, and just to talk off the Chinese. But anyway, that's where it's going to. I mean, it's not Tibet, Mongolia. It's going to Mongolia. And this is interesting that we're involved in all this. Anyway, so this is, it's not only called Tyrannosaurus Bitar skeleton, it's also known as, I thought they were going to have a name like Bob or Fred or Pete or something. No, it's lot 49315, listed on page 92 of the Heritage Auctions, May 20th, 2012 National Historic Auction Catalog. So it's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of bones. That's what it is. But anyway, that's a strange tale. And here they advertise it to you right here. The 8-foot tall, 24-foot long skeleton was described in the catalog. Here's what half seen when they went bad. As being a stupendous museum-quality specimen of one of the most emblematic dinosaurs ever to have stalked this earth. I don't know if they really stalked or not. I think they were big enough they could just kind of just get to it. I think that'd be sneaky. Remember they told us yesterday, everything you ever know about dinosaurs, put aside because you were wrong about them. So I'm going to make sure I put this stuff aside because I'm wrong about it. And this is a fun story. I hope they'll find me on it. They'll figure it out. But they went through a lot of trouble. I mean, this is the 2000, let's do this again. Take two. The new California owners of a 2004 car from Texas have found a more than 50-year-old wedding ring lodged in the seat. They found a label in the car that said they had come from Texas, El Paso, I think it was. And so they're now trying to see who this could be who would have purchased this car originally and then lost the ring into the seats. You know, they found it because they were trying to find a cell phone that they lost. Guess what? They didn't find the cell phone. They have a ring now, which is nice again, but they don't have a cell phone. So that's kind of weird. There you go. Other things going on are very interesting, but highly unusual world here. And we have, well, what's the, speaking of Sandusky, we have Dottie Sandusky took the stand, and of course, she defended her husband, because a wife can't be compelled to testify against her husband, so I think that's what we're going to have to assume. All right, I didn't hear any funny noises. She says, you hear any noises down in the basement? She goes, I hear noises all the time. Okay. Marco Rubio being thoroughly vetted for VP. Marco Rubio hasn't said he wants to be a VP. Romney would like him to be a VP, but that's as far as it's gone. So, he has a great deal of political influence, so they'd like to see him. Maybe, you know, you put pressure on somebody enough to be the vice president, I guess. Which means that you just go into obscurity for 4 years. So here you're somebody that's politically active, politically connected, effective at what you do for your party, the Republican Party in this case, and then you become the vice president and do nothing. That doesn't seem to make sense. Okay. Hey. As you may have heard in the news an hour ago, and I'll probably have it again, the Texas father that beat to death the guy that was molesting his little daughter, he's not going to be charged. He's not facing any penalty at all. They just said that you have a right to stop a forcible sexual assault. And so he did. Just amazing. Of course, it was also in Texas, so what were the chances of anything, you know, being done anyway? Probably zero. That's pretty interesting. I don't blame this guy. I don't have any blame. This girl's 4 years old or something nuts. Anyway, just craziness. 5 years old. The little girl's 5 years old.
We're going to do CBS News next and find out what's happening in the world. And then we'll come back. We'll have another hour. We're going to have some more summer music. And we're going to have Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole, some other people that are lined up here. And we're going to celebrate the first day of summer on 1340 KYNS Mobile.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Federal Reserve will continue selling short-term T-bills to put more money into long-term treasuries, a small stimulus for the economy, because it needs the help. And CBS's Dan Rabib joins us live from Washington with more on Ben Bernanke's news conference.
The Fed's growth forecast has been reduced, while unemployment, 8.2%, is now predicted to stay between 8 and 8.2 all through Election Day and beyond. So, as you said, Harley, Bernanke told reporters that Operation Twist, buying long-term bonds to keep their interest rates low, is being extended.
I wouldn't accept the proposition that the Fed has no more ammunition.
One more negative, Bernanke pointed out, uncertainty over whether Congress will extend all or part of the so-called Bush tax cuts, now set to expire at the end of the year. Live in Washington, Dan Rabib, CBS News.
The House Oversight Committee will vote soon on a contempt of Congress citation against Attorney General Eric Holder in the ATF gunwalking scandal called Fast and Furious.
The Attorney General has refused to cooperate, offering to provide subpoena documents only if the committee agrees in advance to close the investigation. No investigator would ever agree to that.
Committee Chairman, California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa, the president invoked executive privilege today, barring release of the documents. Final arguments in the sex abuse trial of former Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky.
After more than an hour of discussions, it took only a single second for Attorney Joey Mendola to announce the defense was resting without calling Sandusky to testify. After planning to put him on the stand, defense lawyers went back and forth, debating pros and cons, the biggest risk being that Sandusky would potentially expose himself to withering prosecution cross-examination. More spectators than usual lined up to be inside court, and those who made it nervously chatted as the defendant and the lawyers huddled. Closing arguments will be delivered in the morning. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Bellefonte, Pennsylvania.
Colorado got a break from the heat today. Opportunity knocking for the fight against the 100-square-mile fire near Fort Collins.
You've been patient through those red flag conditions. Today we're going to be aggressive. We have an opportunity with this weather condition to start getting some lines, start getting some more containment in these key portions of the fire.
Fire Commander Bill Honenberg, there are at least a dozen separate wildfires in western states. 20 workers at Quaker Oats in Des Moines, Iowa, have claimed the $241 million Powerball jackpot.
We wait until it gets up to about 100, 150 mil, and then we all tip in $5, and we go and see what we can get. And a lot of times we get nothing, but we were lucky this time.
Each winner takes home more than $5.5 million. Happy birthday, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. The band is on their 50th anniversary reunion tour. 35 Beach Boys hits are showcased in the show. Brian Wilson is 70. This is CBS News.
Stay in Roger. It's to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to Geico. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for convenient and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com. See how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Reverse gray hair naturally with Gray Defense Gray Hair Pills. Yes, a pill that reverses gray hair. The first 20 callers today will be eligible for this risk-free trial offer. Your body produces hydrogen peroxide, a major cause of graying. Gray Defense Pills destroy hydrogen peroxide on contact. This offer is limited to 20 callers per day, so call now. 800-844-8831. That's 800-844-8831. This offer is not available on our website, so call 800-844-8831 now.
Victims of North Carolina's infamous eugenics program have been told to wait for another state budget to be paid.
The state house had approved $50,000 for each of the surviving victims of its forced sterilization program before the payments were eliminated from the new state budget. North Carolina has found 118 such people, including 83-year-old Virginia Brooks.
I think I deserve something from these many years. I do. I feel like they owe me some.
Some victims of North Carolina's so-called eugenics program are now considering suing the state. Jim Grisula, CBS News, Charlotte.
Many have been there. Had the GPS suggest a wrong turn during a car trip. In Uxbridge, Massachusetts, police say Patricia Mayone told them she turned when the GPS had to and wound up in a sand trap at the local golf club. She had to drive through a cornfield to get to the course. After making that hard left, police say her license was suspended and alcohol was involved. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Brian, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelite.com.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we handcraft policies like Italian shoes, and this is a pop quiz. Does sitting on your wallet feel like sitting on a lopsided booster seat? No? Well, it should. See, Farmers agents can help you stuff your wallet by combining auto and home policies so you can walk tall, sit crooked, and hopefully find a decent chiropractor.
If you want answers about saving money, you want a Farmers agent. Find yours at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all states.
If I had to choose just one day to last my whole life through, it would surely be that Sunday, the day that I met you. From the hill, summer was coming in fast. Lots of daffodils were showing off their skill. Nodding all together, I could almost hear them whisper, "Go on, kiss her. Go on and kiss her." If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how we started. Darling, it would be when you smiled at me that way, that Sunday.
Cheap.
Those smokehouse barbecues will knock them out of the park over and over with their award-winning baby back ribs to their pulled pork, chicken, shredded beef, fry-tip, and Louisiana hot lace sandwiches. How about a salad, six kinds, big one, four burgers, or a chicken chop, either sandwich or a half a bird. Those has an enormous selection of size from beans, tater salad, fries, O-rings, and list goes on and on. Kids menu, soda pop, whiskeys by the pitcher, Moe's, and slow time at the beach in Pismo. We'll be saying no barbecue, please.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Chief Friends and Neighbors Network. Thanks for joining us this first day of summer. It doesn't actually get underway for about 3 hours, but it's coming. It'll be here, and we'll be ready for it. I can tell you that right now. We need some more summer music to play. We got some of your thoughts, and we're having a good time today. So it's a nice day. We got pretty much the same pattern. We're going to fog in the morning for a while. And that's supposed to go away and just happen in Mobile. So this is summer. But things have changed. You don't know. You don't know what's going on. Hey, I don't know what's going on. Now, this is a visual. It's a picture right here, pretty impressive, of this fish made out of plastic bottles. And it's on Brazil's Botafogo Beach in Rio de Janeiro, because they're going to have the big meeting there, the environmental meeting. And this is really well done. It's big, too. It's a large fish. Yeah. Plastic bottles. I could make those for a living. Other things going on. Pakistan's prime minister has been ousted, which is kind of like, oh my gosh, what now? The court just said goodbye. You're done. And so that means his cabinet goes with him, and now there's a big vacuum in Pakistan, which we don't need, because we're kind of dependent on Pakistan to help us get out of Afghanistan. They got the road. And I suppose there's a way you can do it. But it's a lot easier. Then there was a weird, strange tale. I don't know, how can this happen to you? You just walk away and you're okay. Doctor successfully removed a spear from a 16-year-old skull. This is a, how long was this spear? Let me tell you how long it was. Oh, come on. It said how big the spear was, but I'll find it. Anyway, it was long. It was a fishing spear. And anyway, the doctor said the spear entered the king's head 2 inches above his right eye and came out the back of his skull. The spear was removed in 3-hour surgery. 3 feet of the spear protruding from his forehead. A little tiny bit in the back. So this went right through. This was an accident, by the way. He was trying to load the gun and just shot him in the head. And so this is kind of weird when you think about it, because, if you have if it didn't go through the back, then it had to go through your brain. It said they didn't have any major veins, but, did you go through all that gray matter? Doesn't something happen? Can you just lock it up like that? I think there'll be a follow-up story on this guy's success in school, or lack of it. Other things are going on. Attorney General Eric Holder failed to persuade the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee late Tuesday to drop plans to hold him in contempt of Congress. They're saying this crazy thing with the guns to Mexico and all that. They're saying that they didn't come clean on that. So he maybe, I don't know what happens to him. But if you're found guilty of contempt of Congress, what does that mean? I hold him in contempt myself. Both were get out. One might go to jail. All right. This is one of those stories that's weird, but we have one coming up that's going to be weirder for you. I mean, when it comes to money, taxes and money. Oh, my God. Here's the thing. House panel boosts subsidies for small-town air service. So we actually subsidize up to $1,000 a ticket. You, we, the taxpayers, subsidize people to fly on little airplanes. And mostly, where is it? Up in Alaska and out in the middle of nowhere. So the people can get from one place to another. So I have to ask it. Do I
have to be responsible for that? Do you have to be responsible for paying for some guy to fly from one place to another in Alaska at $200,000 a holler?
I don't get it.
I don't understand it. So we'll move back to the mainland here. That's really weird.
Russian-operated ships that carry military helicopters to Syria appears to have been turned back. You know what happened? The British insurer that was insuring the ship, when they got word of the fact that they were carrying helicopters to Syria, they canceled their insurance. So the ships are like, look at that. And they turn around. Pretty easy. Other things going on. I got to get to this other story. It's going to shock and stun you. Well, here's a story in the news today about drones. Drones fears take flight in mainstream culture. Rising concerns have started on political margins that have spread out through the U.S. And, because everybody wants to use, all the law enforcement people, everybody wants to use drones, which makes sense because it's a lot cheaper than, using cops and helicopters. But then there's the question of the Big Brother thing and all that. I don't really care. As long as they fly high enough, so I don't have to hear them. It would really bug me if they flew low to be able to hear them and see them. Fly them. That's what they got those special cameras for, fly them up and down. They said they weren't planning on arming the enemies. However, they left room for the possibility that, are you ready, that they could have rubber bullets and something else in tear gas or something. It's going to be a brave new world down the road. A brave new world you may not want to be part of. It's hard to say. Okay. So that's some of the stuff that my article was miles long. 1, 2, 3, 4 columns, 5. It was a huge thing. Let's do a sports real quick. A few things are on. Heat is on the Thunder with Miami taking 3-1 series lead. They sure have been close games, really, though. For the most part, it's just been quite amazing to watch it. And then we have our former Cal Poly 2 sports standout, Sharon Day, will be seeking to make U.S. Olympic history in heptathlon after qualifying for 2008 Beijing Olympics in high jump, and now she's going to London, of course. So that's really cool. We're happy for her. The Dodgers lost, I'm afraid. And the Giants. I don't think they won either. Where is it? Where's the Giants? Yeah, the Angels beat the Giants. That's basically our news there.
think we should take a break and have a music before we have to attach that side of the story. There's a summer song. I got an idea here. This is a real summery song. Listen to this one here. You'll like this. Everybody likes this song. We should too. It's a good one. Alright, you're Bill Bennett, Guitar Sheep for the Network. There's a thing to share with you in just a second. Let me see what else I got going here. So make sure everything kind of works out right. That's really important sometimes to make sure that everything kind of works out right. It should if you're doing which I don't. It's currently right now 23:24 after. 23:30 after the hour of 1. And thank you for spending some time to be there. We're playing the Dodgers tomorrow, so I shan't be here because the Dodgers are going to be tomorrow. Here's a story that came up. Let me get my story for you. The DEA is considering a battery charge against the Beeb, you know, because they had this little thing with the altercation of a photographer. The thing that's kind of weird to me is, let's see what they say here. Let's turn over their findings. Let's see what they say. So what they said originally was the photographer was preventing him from actually getting to his car, which would seem to be illegal to me. Isn't that kind of like an assault? Not a battery, but see, the Beeb's not done a battery, from what they say. But it's an assault, is it not? I think that in the definition of assault, that would be assault. But let's click on this and see what it says. But anyway, at first, I don't know. I never know what time it starts. I can't even work with a plane yet.
Wouldn't it be cool if we took the Nissan Altima and reimagined the journey everything can, made it greater horsepower and best-in-class 38 mpg highway, advanced headlights, zero gravity seats. Yeah, that would be cool. Introducing the completely reimagined Nissan Altima. It's our most innovative Altima ever. Nissan, innovation that excites.
Yeah, you might have seen some of the headlines. Justin Bieber, a battery suspect, were a lot of people were saying. Well, what happened was there was a little bit of a scuffle, reportedly, with a paparazzo, where this photographer was taking pictures of Justin and his girlfriend, Selena Gomez. The photographer, the paparazzi, was reportedly taken to a hospital. And now the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is reportedly investigating this incident. Now, you hear about incidents all the time between photographers and celebrities, especially here in L.A., especially when there's that real focus on all these celebrities. But Justin Bieber is actually on a tour right now, so he can't be interviewed about this incident. You might have heard he was just in Norway and caused mass chaos at a concert there. It sounds like authorities were not even prepared for the kind of chaos that Justin Bieber and the kind of crowds that he would draw among the people there. I think there were some reports they were saying they had not seen this level of excitement among people since Michael Jackson had been there. So clearly, if any of those people saw the reports about a battery incident, alleged battery incident in L.A., they were not deterred from going to Justin Bieber's concert.
No.
Not hurting any of his fans.
I think not. Obviously, crowd control, they need to do more research. Justin Bieber was very popular, everybody.
This is going to go on for too long about the whole thing. Now that was the gist of what I got. But I suppose, I don't know, I think it's just all wrong that they don't have better laws for these poor. Didn't they pass some kind of an ordinance that you had to stay a certain number, a certain distance? So now let me ask you a question. So if you station yourself in front of somebody's car door and they're approaching you, is that how you get away with saying it wasn't my fault? He was coming towards me. I wasn't anywhere near. I don't know. It's just there's something totally not right about the whole way it's working. And I feel sorry for the celebrities. I think it's really all wrong that they can be just harassing them there. It's kind of crazy. So some of the people have been this thing about, well, they want to be celebrities and they want people to love the environment and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, but, as far as I'm concerned. But we're going to take a break here, and we're going to join, because this is the start of summer, you know, and the kids are out of school. Some of them are already long gone, doing stuff, but it's vacation time. There's kind of faces.
P-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. Gonna grab a bite at the pizza stand. All right, Lord. In shock. Tom, can you hear me? What happened?
It happened at Rancho Grande.
Rancho Grande?
Rancho Grande Motors. It's a normal day. I thought this was the perfect time to get a new car, so I started looking. All the other dealerships were filled with these high-pressure sales guys. They kept coming at me in wave after wave after wave.
Tom, it's okay. You're here now.
Just I thought I couldn't take it anymore. I went to Rancho Grande Motors. The people there were helpful without trying to put the squeeze on me. They answered every question I had and were totally upfront and honest about every vehicle.
Wait, a car dealer that was upfront and honest?
They said it's because they live here, too. They want to be good neighbors and make sure I'm a customer for life. I couldn't believe it. I found the perfect place to buy a pre-owned vehicle, Rancho Grande Motors.
No wonder you're in shock. Where did you say Rancho Grande Motors was?
1404 Auto Park Way. A little hard to find, but always easy to deal with.
6 out of 10 people with hearing loss are men. 60% of men with hearing loss are under retirement age. Problems following a conversation or the need to keep the TV or radio turned up are symptoms of hearing loss. Most men don't include a hearing evaluation as part of their routine health care checkups. Certain medical conditions can affect men's hearing. Hearing loss is twice as common in adults with diabetes, and hearing loss may be associated with heart disease in older adults. This important message has been brought to you by Karen Scott Audiology.
Brooke Ellison is a surprising person.
When I was 11 years old, I was hit by a car, and no one expected me to live.
She surprised people by living.
I've been paralyzed from the neck down, and I'm a ventilator since that time.
And she surprised them by going to college.
Tomorrow, I will graduate from Harvard.
Determination. Pass it on. A message from the Foundation for a Better Life.
From the Christian Faith, in the Bill Medica Talks, Chief Friends, and we're at 26 before the hour or two. Thanks for joining me today. It's good weather. We're kind of summery weather. That's what we're going to have now. We're going to go with all the other swimming around. But we probably have some quirk or something on it because you know how the weather's been. So we'll probably have something very strange will happen. Here's what I want to do, though. I want to share this story because are you sitting down? Are you got your hand on your head? Okay, this is gonna knock your socks and your head off. UC System faces a non-retiree benefit cost, as you can imagine, right now, because of the way things were done for years and years and years. For 19 years, the Regents made a serious error, and the legislature made a serious error by not putting money aside for 19 years while accumulating this obligation, said Robert Anderson, UC Berkeley economist who chairs the system's academic senate. Now we have to pay for it. And we'll see who it is that's going to pay for it. I guess they say right now they have $10 billion in unfunded liabilities. So, but here's these numbers that just kind of drive you out of your mind. As of May, there were 2,129 UC retirees drawing annual pensions of more than $100,000. 57 of the pensions exceeding $200,000. 3 of the pensions exceeding $300,000. That's a pension? That's a pension? As a public school person, if USC President Mark Yetter, 67, serves for 7 years, he will receive an annual pension of $350,000. Additional regular benefits he accrued to the UC retirement plan, according to university documents. The university caps employment pensions at the IRS limit of $250,000, but that ceiling does not apply to the supplemental retirement benefits promised to UDOF. The unfunded liability for its retirement health program was $14.6 billion in July 2011. UC is expected to spend $270 million on retiring health care this year, and that amount is expected to rise significantly. So now, how's things going with our politics and state? What's going on with that? Well, not on those caps. Well, here's the deal. So because we had this new primary thing, which they're blaming, basically, here's what's happened. Some Republicans are mad at Abel Maldonado because they said, well, he's the one that came up with this open primary thing. We really didn't like it. And so they said in exchange for that, it was kind of a vote swap in 2009. He supported a budget deal with Democrats when he was in the state Senate in support for their drive to create the open primary system. So the open primary system worked in his favor. The two top vote getters and people that are in a runoff, most caps himself. But here's what's kind of weird, what's going on. Chris Mitchum was the guy that was running against him, and Chris Mitchum lost Abel Maldonado. So now Abel Maldonado is saying, okay, you should endorse me, shouldn't you? And Chris Mitchum isn't endorsing him yet. So then Lois Cash is over in the corner chuckling, going, that's just a lot of unity there. And politics. Now, this was just right after, less than 2 weeks after the grand jury said, you know, the sheriff's really could use some evidence for a thing, just a big mess, you know. And they need him as a technician. Can I do that? Can I do that as a technician? I'm not very organized. But anyway, so they're going to get it wasn't just because of the grand jury. Ian Parkinson, the sheriff, Ian Parkinson asked for one since he took office. So anyway, they're going to get one. They're going to spend some dough on it. How much is it going to cost? If you get the grand jury, it costs $420,000, of which $370,000 will come from a public facility trust fund. Public facility trust fund. Okay. Trust fund fees and $50,000 from asset forfeiture funds. So a lot of money's coming from stuff that people they've already taken from the criminals themselves, which is good. Anyway, but none of this stuff working. All right. Now, they had a stand down in Salinas, which was really quite spiffy. I'm going to say this. I'm not going to, in no way do I have any criticism for the stand down they do at the Vets Hall for our local Mets. They just really went over the top in Salinas, I got to tell you. It went from Tuesday to, started Tuesday, it'll go till tomorrow. They're giving the people three hots and a cot every day. The homeless people are going to put a sleeping bag that they get to take with them on their cots. They're getting dental service. They're getting all kinds of other stuff, from volunteers. Anyway, it's like a huge stand-down thing. So the one we have at the Vets Hall is not quite as, we get a Subway sandwich, get a bite of a Subway sandwich. And then there's people there that you can talk to. Not many jobs, but there's people that you can talk to. And our stand down works for as many people as we have here. Because they said people came from all over the place to go to this thing here. They expected a whole bag of folk. All right, so that's kind of interesting. It's just a comparison to, you know, how people do things differently. We need to get on a different note here. We need a different sound to what we're doing as far as our summer music. And so, remember a group called Bananarama? 200 summer sophomore. Well, it's been a summery day as far as our music goes, and I thought it took a lot of brain power to remember all these, but thank you very much. I appreciate the acknowledgement. Yeah. Wasn't easy. Alright, well, you old disc jockey, you can remember some of the stuff. J.P. Morgan's Diamond, go further. Jamie Diamond, CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, testified in Washington yesterday, and he kind of knew it was something. You know, anyway, so they're talking about the $2 billion. They say now, at this point, the company has lost about $23 billion in market value since it came to light on May 10th, this fiasco. And they say, is it fair to say that J.P. Morgan, who was asked by Senator Duffy of Wisconsin, is it fair to say that J.P. Morgan could have losses of a half trillion or $1 trillion, Duffy asked. I replied bluntly, not unless the Earth is hit by the moon. If we put a number on the bank's trading loss, which has raised concerns about the risk large bank poses to the U.S. financial system. So what's really so kind of startling about all of this is after we just went through the banking fiasco we just did, a year ago, 2 years ago. Now, it comes, it hits us in the between the eyes again. Okay. And this is an interesting article in the business section. Why stocks may be riskier than you think. If you listen to many analysts these days, you'll hear about how we'll see 15% growth soon. Experts say they're dreaming. Yeah, those were the old Silicon Valley bubble days and everything. There was a 15% growth back then. Because everybody's skeptical now. Everybody has a jaded eye, except for J.P. Morgan Chase, which decided, well, we'll just go ahead and just throw the money at it. Amazing. Now, here's the Microsoft Surface tablet, which we talked about yesterday. And so this person kind of reviewed it, Ryan Nakamishina, from the Associated Press. He says, the Surface, good form, bad function. What he didn't like about it is the fact that when you touch the screen, it should just move as fast as you touch it, but there's a delay. But now this isn't coming out till fall, so that they can change that. Now, the other thing that's interesting is because I talked to somebody who uses an iPad, and I said, well, there has to obviously be a virtual touchpad on the iPad, a keyboard. So there is. And I said, but I would imagine if you're trying to type a lot of stuff, it would get tedious. He said, it is. It's really weird to try to do it for, except put a few words in there for a Google search or a short text message or something like that. So this one, the Surface, has a, I guess it's part of built into it, kind of an unfold. It's not unfolded. It's not like a PC. It's a cover of some kind, anyway, but you can, I don't know what the difference is when you say it's a cover from the screen, but it has a touchpad keyboard. I bought one, a USB keypad one time. It was made out of silicone. You just roll up and little thing. Anyway, so I thought it was interesting. And here was another interesting article. This was a theaters across the U.S. are airing alternate content, including concerts, plays, sports, and speeches. Not a speech you want to hear, but that's what it's talking about. They're doing all kinds of different things in some theaters around the country. So, okay. We show movies in ours, and it seems to work very well. So, you can see, when you're in L.A. and they got lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of theaters, maybe it's a way to keep the money coming in. I'm not sure. All right. This was a short article here, but it says state finds no link to birth defects in Kalamazoo City, where they say that the birth defects are pretty much average for the state. At one point, they weren't average for the state. They've gone down. They weren't average for the state. But they... I think a little too much cow poo's in there. That's my guess. All right. Now, what did I tell you? And Dan Walters says the same thing. So does California have a new state budget or not? It has about a half budget, or perhaps more accurately, a half-big budget. The legislature passed the budget last Friday. This meeting, the constitutional deadline, also preserves lawmakers' salaries along with a handful of minor trailer bills to implement its provisions. However, the budget bill also requires Governor Jerry Brown's signature, and he has until June 27th to sign, or as he did last year, veto it. There's a lot of flock of other trailer bills still pending, including those that involve Brown's dispute with his fellow Democrats in the legislature over health and welfare services, because he wants to cut a lot of them, and they don't want to cut a lot of them. So that's why I said that happened. We just got to cobble something together to call the budget, but it's not anywhere near done. I know you can say, well, but at least they did something. Say that, but that's, I don't know, it holds water. They did something, but it wasn't something worthwhile. So does that make it? Does that make it at that point? That's something good. I'm gonna go with that. That's something good, doesn't it? Mm. Okay. Sorry, I kind of got noisy there for a second. Okay, we're gonna screw it up. There was an article here, and this is from from Gail Cuddy in the South County Beat. And she's talking about this little guy who's got a disease, and he's in a wheelchair, and he needs a service dog. So they're gonna have a fundraiser for him. And you can read it in the paper. So what they're going to do is they're going to fundraiser will be held at Mongo's at 4th Street and West Grand Avenue in Grover Beach, and will include a barbecue, live music, DJ, raffles, and prizes. Lucas, little boy's name is Lucas. Lucas' brother, William, will sing Amazing Grace. Lucas' dad, Jeffrey, playing in the band, smoking guns. Anyway, so they're going to be a portion of the food money goes to for the dog. Raffle tickets from $1 to $100 provide the bulk of the funds. The event is free. It goes from 10:30 in the morning to late at night to donate raffle prizes. Donate raffle prizes. Contact Linda McClure at 489-1236. So that's really cool. I don't see where it says what it is. Did I miss this? The Make-A-Wish Foundation is helping out with this thing. What a great foundation is. Look at this Appleton of Grover Beach. I don't see what day that is, though. You can call Mongo's and find out and say, when's the thing for Lucas? Because I really, honest to gosh, don't see it, so that's kind of very strange. Anyway. But I would certainly like to thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down.
After baseball tomorrow, we'll get together again on Friday at noon, 1 o'clock, until then, the other trails be happy. We'll just leave everything here because
this is Talk is Cheap. The Friends and Neighbors Network. With Bill Medica.
Happy birthday.